राधे राधे महाराज.
वी वर रीडिंग दिस वृंदावन महिमामृता. इन दैट इट इज सेड दैट वन हु जस्ट स्टेज इन वृंदावन धाम एंड जस्ट वॉट एवर ही डज इट डजेंट मैटर ही विल एक्सपीरियंस ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ राधा एंड श्याम. सो दिस इज द मूड ऑफ प्रबोधन सरस्वती महाराज प्रभुपाद.
Well, the Prabhupada Saraswati has written some very amazing and wonderful books, and he has his style of writing. He uses lots of adjectives and lots of exaggerated statements. Not exaggerated so much, but hyperbole is the actual word. Hyperbole, exaggerated, and it can't. All the statements in Vrindavan Mahimamrita cannot be taken literally. For example, he says, if you know, if my guru tells me to leave Vrindavan, I'll cut out his tongue. Or if somebody tells me to leave Vrindavan, someone tells me to leave Vrindavan, I'll kill them. Yeah. So if your mother and father dying in wherever, Hyderabad, and your brother, sisters, they say, please, you should leave now and come take care of mom. No, I'll kill you. So that's illegal and immoral and irreligious. So it sounds, if you take it on the surface value, you'll think that Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is preaching irreligion. Kill your guru. I think maybe he says kill your guru if he tells you to leave. Reject your guru. That basically, it's just these are exaggerated statements. It should not be taken literally. Unfortunately, some neophytes, sentimental devotees, they get carried away by that. Because without guru, it's like, you know, it's like suffocating yourself, because guru is the whole life of bhakti. It hinges on guru. Krishna turns your face when first the mercy, Krishna's mercy is with the guru. That's why they say Kripa Murti Shakti. And Krishna, the first installment of mercy comes from Krishna, where he may choose some jiva to inspire them to look toward God. Oh, I think there's God. I believe in God. And you know, when Krishna says in Gita, the four types of people, they turn towards God. Chaturvida bhajatema jana sukriti narjuna arto artarti jignasu shreya uttamam, or something. Gyanicha bharatarshava. So these type of people, Krishna, even any of them, someone may be distressed or maybe sick or impoverished or having difficulty or even inquisitive, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll solve their problem or remove their inquisitiveness by turning to God. They may turn to, if he's poor and suffering, he may turn to alcohol or drugs, as so many people do. So even that, all those conditions of those people, it's not their free will that they turn to God. It's God's mercy. Maybe sometimes people are suffering, they try different things, even different devata puja or different tapasyas, and then someone says, oh, why don't you worship Krishna? Maybe he can help you. And there's this interesting story in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, chapter 9, and around verse 44, we were talking on the phone with some devotee. And there, the younger brother of Ramananda Roy, his name is Gopinath Paranayak. Gopinath Paranayak. And Ramananda Roy, his brother, he was a minister of finances for the Mughal emperor at the time, or Hindu, whatever. And he was supposed to collect the taxes from all the provinces and small kings. So he was keeping too much in his pocket, embezzling the funds. So he got caught by the CID. So then the king was informed that he had ripped off 200,000 gold coins. So to set a good example for any future ministers, he decided to throw him on the tanga. And tanga was a very nice way of killing people, where they have a bunch of dried bamboo and they file it into bamboo poles, and they file the end of the pole into a sharp point like a knife point. And then they have hundreds of, several of them all vertically, very strong. Then they take somebody up very high and they throw him on top of that. And then he's finished. Death is death. So that was impending punishment for him. So that some devotees, they petitioned to Lord Chaitanya. They said, listen, you know, this is Ramananda Rai's brother. Can you help in some way to prevent this or stop this execution of? And he said, Lord Chaitanya said, no. He's committed this crime, this is his doing. So why should I have anything to do with it? So he said, but you're God. And he said, no, I'm not God. But he said, if you go Jagannath, Jagannath is Sarvahat. He says he has Bahuhat and Sarvahat. He says, Jagannath Swami, Bhagavan Jagannath, in Puri, the whole Leela is in Puri, he has so many arms, Anatta Rupam Vishnu. He has such long arms as Jagannath. Sarva art, he can give you whatever objective you want, sarva art. All desirable things he can give you. Because he's Ishvara. And then he said, then the second line of that couplet is kartum akartum, anyata kartum sa Ishvara. So that was also quoted there. And then later in Paramatma Sandarbha, number 93, Jiva Goswami explains the unpredictability of Bhagavan. Bhagavan can do it this way, or he can do it another way. He can do it an opposite way, or he can do it still another way, because he's Ishvara. So how is it that Gita Govinda starts with Nanda Baba is taking his little boy in the pastures, and a big rainstorm comes, and then Radharani appears as a grown-up teenage girl, and she's like 14, and 2 months and 15 days. And then Krishna is a little Lala, Gopal, he's just a little boy. And then seeing Radharani and all these ominous, threatening, dark, shamblu rain clouds, and so much thunder and lightning, very dangerous situation, Nanda Baba said, oh, Radharani, please, you're a big gopi, you take care of my little baby Lala, and you take him back to Nandagram, so he's safe from this monsoon shower, rain shower, and thunderstorm. So then it's told, and also some other Puranas also, maybe Brahma Vivarta or some other Puranas. I've read it. So then Radharani gladly took little baby in her arms, Krishna, and she's walking with him, and then they came to Bandiravan or something, and then Krishna became big, and then all the clouds disappeared, and all the gopis came, and there was a whole Ras Leela, and wonderful pastimes, and the Madhurya Ras, and Kaishara Leela of Krishna, Nitya Kishore. Nitya Kishore Prita Majori Shri Radhe. Shama Gauri Nitya Kishore. So that's there, but then some of you say, oh, how is it possible? And Krishna is always a year older than Radharani. So no, he can do like this here, or he can do that over here. Or he can do another thing. Kartum, akartum, anyata kartum, anyata kartum, sa Ishvara. He's Ishvara. And powerful people, they're unpredictable. They can do it right or do it wrong or do it right and wrong. Or go left or go right or go up or go down. There's no which way you can't. No, but he's supposed to do it like this. There's no supposed to. There's no boundaries there for Bhagavan. No boundaries for Bhagavan, no limits for Bhagavan. We are bound, we are limited. We are stuck in this body. But Krishna is all-pervading. He's everywhere. He's in everyone's heart, and he's in every atom, and he's outside of everything at the same time. He's inside looking out, and he's outside looking in. He's inside looking out as Super Soul, and he's outside as Shirdakshay Vishnu, looking into everyone. The ultimate Google. Google I, the Google. The global master is not Google, it's the Shirdakshay Vishnu. It's the master of the Jagat. So that was the answer. He said, when I asked Lord Chaitanya, can you help Gopinath Padanayak? He said, what can I do? I'm just a sannyasi. But Jagannath, you go to Jagannath. That's what he said. You go to Jagannath. He can finish him, or he can save him, or he can do something else. He can throw the king on the chunga and make Padanayak the king. You know, overthrow. Sometimes there's overthrow of the military coup. And the commander and chief of the army riles everybody up, and they throw out the prime minister, boom, they throw him away. So He said, Jagannath, he can do, he's Jagadishwar, he's Jagannath. I'm just a sannyasi, Prem Bhikari. I'm a Prem Bhikari. I'm a beggar for love. I'm begging everyone, oh, where is Radharani's love? You tell me, show me, where is Radharani's love? Radhikara Prema Guru, Amishishyanat. I'm dancing to that love of Radharani. She is my teacher and guru, but who can show me that guru? Who can teach me what she feels and how she thinks and what happiness she feels by serving me, and what is the sweetness in me that she relishes? I can't understand. So then Krishna became Mahaprabhu. So he said, I'm a beggar. What can I do? But Jagannath, he can do. And that's why this verse comes over there. Very nice verse.